Do you use a graphics tablet for editing your photos? Are you considering one but don't know where to start? Let's take a look at some and see if we can't help narrow that search. Welcome to Visual Storytelling with me, Gary Fernan, the podcast where I talk things photography and video that help you create better visual content for yourself and your clients. Now, graphics tablets and stylus pens are not just for artists and illustrators. The best drawing tablet is also a great way to edit photos. The best drawing tablet is also a great way to edit photos in Photoshop or Lightroom. Before I upgraded my computer, I used the Wacom Bamboo Pen and Touch. Plenty of people find using graphic tablets for photo editing in Photoshop, Lightroom, Affinity Photo, or whatever editing package they use, because using a stylus is much more natural than using a mouse or a touchpad. So what's the best drawing tablet for photo editing today? Of course, this is yet another subjective subject because it depends what you're looking for and what your budget is. Right now, Wacom is the industry favorite. But rivals like XP Pen and new brand Zendilabs are also worth considering. There is plenty of variety to select from. For example, you can choose a drawing tablet with a large drawing area, one that's small and portable, or something in between. You can spend a lot or keep your costs low. And most importantly, you can choose between a drawing tablet that connects to your main computer or one with its very own screen. The following 13 tablets have been compiled by Digital Camera World. Bear in mind what I said earlier. Just because one is listed at number one and another at 13, doesn't mean that it is necessarily better or worse. You may find that a tablet listed somewhere in the middle is best fit for you. So let's take a look at the Digital Camera World's list from 1 to 13. So number one is the Wacom One 2020. This comes in at a price range between £35.99. These are all pounds sterling, so £35.99 to £49.99. The Wacom Intuos Pro Large at £449.99. The Huon H430P coming in at £22.39. Wacom Cintiq 16 at 529. Wacom Intuos Pro Small at 199. The XP Pen Artist 15.6 pen display comes in at 269. Zendilabs Pen Display Medium Bundle, so this is a bundle, comes in at 339. And the Wacom Mobile Studio Pro 13 is currently, you can currently pick that up for £1,619.90. This is usually priced at £2,399. The Wacom Cintiq 22 is 869. Microsoft Surface Pro 8 is 849. The Apple iPad Pro 13-inch M1 coming in at £2,053.97. That's on Amazon. And Samsung Galaxy S8 Tab Ultra is at 999. And then at number 13, the Wacom Cintiq Pro 16 at £1,349.99. So another factor as to which of the list, if any, are right for you will also be dictated by your budget. So the cheapest on the list comes in at £22.39, with the most expensive being £2,399. So for more information on that list, I've linked the article to the list in the description where you can find out more detail on each of those tablets. And I've also linked directly to the manufacturer's websites as well. And having read through that list compiled, given the choice between necessity and desirability, I think I would choose the following. So if I start off with the most practical tablet for my requirements and abilities. So as a photographer who uses both Photoshop and Lightroom to edit my photos, the most sensible tablet for me, would be number one, the Wacom One 2020. It would be an upgrade on the tablet I've already got, with some definite benefits such as wireless connection, but would serve to do everything I require from the device without any unnecessary bells and whistles. So the one that I've got at the moment, the Bamboo Pen and Touch, is USB connectivity, doesn't do wireless. So the wireless option for me would be an upgrade. However, if I was an absolute Wally with more money than sense, I would choose the Wacom Mobile Studio Pro 13 at £2,399. It is the most expensive tablet on that list. With Windows built in, the Wacom Mobile Studio Pro 13 is a seriously powerful piece of kit. It's ultra high resolution. It's 2560 by 1440 HD LED display, boasts 16.7 million colors and a color gamut of 96% Adobe RGB, allowing to view and edit your images in crisp, lifelike detail. Yeah, it comes with a 13.3 inch screen, has an Intel Core i7, Intel Iris Plus Graphics 655, and a 512 gigabyte SSD. So hopefully this has helped in some way in narrowing your search for a stylus and a tablet, if you're in the market for one. So do you currently use a tablet and stylus that wasn't covered here and that you would recommend? Let me know in the comments, or you can tweet me at Gary Fernan. So until next time, be creative, be inspired, be you.